So regarding the Carlstead Farmers Elevator, can you bring us up to speed on what is happening as far as that elevator is concerned?
Absolutely. So the Carlstead Farmers Elevator holds a license with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture to buy and store grain. We received a notice last week that they were closing their doors. And when that happens, and rather suddenly, we like to make people aware that if they haven't been paid by the elevator, that there is a process that they can submit claims to the Department of Agriculture to potentially recoup some of their losses for going unpaid. We sent out a notice through the process of a press release and hoping to just make as many people aware of that closure so that they can start that claim process with us.
Let's talk about that claims process a little more in depth. I know there was a similar claims process that farmers had to go through with the Ashby Farmers Elevator. And so what do farmers need to have and know for filing a claim?
Right. So what we want to see when they're filing a claim is evidence that they delivered grain to the Carlstead Farmers Elevator and that they went unpaid for it. So anything from a scale ticket to a warehouse receipt to purchase contracts, really anything that you can provide that shows that you've delivered grain to that elevator, submit it with a bond claim form, which is available on our website. And we can also send those out to people if they need them via mail. And just make a case for the money that you're owed for grain that was delivered.
Are there any deadlines we need to be aware of, or do we know for sure when the elevator is expected to close their doors?
So the elevator has closed their doors. We have revoked their license, so they are not purchasing grain or storing grain on behalf of others right now. Farmers should know that once we receive a valid bond claim, a timeline starts. We have 180 days from the date of that bond claim to make sure that we get all valid claims assessed and evaluated for their validity. Farmers should be aware, though, that they should get their claims in as soon as possible. The sooner that they get in, the more likely that the claims process will be totally inclusive. And I should note that there is a $70,000 bond to cover losses. That is not per farmer. That's for everyone to split. So if there's several claims that come in that exceed $70,000, that $70,000 will be split on a pro rata share amongst all producers.
So if anybody has any further questions regarding this particular subject, Nick, where can they find more information or who can they contact?
Absolutely. They can go to our website. Just search for the word grain and our program will pop right up or the first link at the top of the page. They can also contact myself by a phone. We have a general phone line for our grain program, which is 651-201-6011. And you'll either get myself or my colleague, Christine Mater.